Brains.
This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good morning, Phoenix and friends. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West on this Thursday. It is Thursday.
It is.
November 20th, 2022.
November 20th?
I said November 17th. Did I say the 20th?
Yeah, you did. It's the
17th. All right, November 17th. It's not the 20th. Shout out Pops' birthday, November 20th. Shout out Pops. Week 11 NFL. Yeah, starts tonight. The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Going up against the pesky Tennessee Titans, who are 6-3. Granted, they are the worst 6-3 team, as the Giants are the worst 7-2 team. We'll get to them later. Shout out Brooklyn Pauly. But you know what I'm saying. Like, Tennessee, all six of their wins, my brother, didn't beat a team that's above 500. All three losses, teams that are above 500. Now, Green Bay's below 500.
Okay.
But Green Bay could be rolling. It's in Green Bay. They get Alan Lazard back today.
Okay.
But do
they stop a run defense and the beast of Henry coming?
Oh, I was like, Harry?
Harry.
Who's Harry?
Derrick Henry coming through the middle. Like, are you kidding me?
It's
going to be cold.
Tennessee's offense, they're 8th in rushing. Okay. Green Bay's defense against the run, 26. That's not a good combo.
Nope.
Although Tennessee's 31st in passing and Green Bay's 2nd against the passing yards. So they don't give up a lot.
Green Bay's -3, right?
Yeah, it's -3, -3.5, something like that. Yeah.
So
looking at it, you've got
picks while we're doing this.
You've got 64% of the money or 64% of the bets are on Tennessee at +3. Over under 41. It's about 64% on the over. And 64% of the money, people aren't buying into Aaron Rodgers. They're buying into the fact that Derrick Henry's going to run all over them.
Yep.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yep.
I'm going to take the hot hand, Aaron Rodgers.
The hot hand, okay.
Hey, he threw 3 touchdowns last week. Went in.
To the same person.
And beat, doesn't matter. That was without their best receiver, Alan Lazard.
Okay, so he's finally showed up, but like.
Oh, so you're taking the Titans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. With those points as well? Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that's easy. I think that the Titans are going to, like, absolutely handle this game. I think this is probably going to be a 10-point game. So we're seeing right now.
Well, I love that you think it'll be a 10-point game because Vegas certainly does not.
I know they – and
I'm going to go with what Vegas comes up with.
Obviously probably should choose the opposite. But well, I did beat you last week.
Yeah, I had a terrible week.
So, hey, before we keep going into the week that it will be, we had a pretty fun week this week. Got to do the Suns game last night. So we covered the Suns game.
The uniforms looked ridiculous.
So it was Native American night, and or they're representing
Native American Heritage Month.
Thank you. And they had the teal and all the different little bright colors, a little red, a little black. It was really, really cool the way it looked.
They looked legit on television, too. You were at the game. I watched on TV for a little while. I was out to dinner with the wife. Shout out Teresa.
The Golden State Warriors had... You know, they do technically their city, whatever, the jersey type, whatever
right.
It is. Didn't pop. It was too busy. Like, it was just black and yellow. Like, it was, like, nah.
Wouldn't have mattered there anyways.
But it was so much fun. It was great. So if you haven't checked it out already, go to jamesoutwest.com. I wrote about the entire game, took some pictures. It was fun, and it was fun to write about.
I think it was fun that you got to see the best player on your favorite team put up 50 and still lose.
It was. I actually got to dap up Curry.
I appreciate that.
And Clay, and got to take a pretty cool video of Curry doing his little dance, which we posted on IG. But it is.
Which is JOW_RR.
Yes. Good job.
And I don't go on Instagram, but yeah.
You know. It was awesome, though. So it's fun. We're building again. So, okay. Let's keep going. So you're taking the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Look, I'm this week is tough for me because I really don't have like any feelings one way or the other. Like the Commanders beating Philly on Monday night. Now they're going into Houston. Like Houston's terrible. But Houston's also 4-4-1 against the spread. They're 1-7. Is Washington coming in off the high horse that they just beat Philly? Taylor Heinicke was just named the starter. Do they sleep on this game? Because I think what, Houston's plus three? Plus three? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Washington's minus three.
And what's the
over-under?
No. I know. I'm saying I'm looking at like what the money's on. Dude, 79% of the money's on Washington right now. Really? I already put Houston. I already took Houston. I already took it. I did it this morning.
I like Heineke.
So do I. And I like Washington, but this is like the perfect game for them to lose.
Texans have been
Now somebody
sneaky.
Brought up a good point that you're the head coach in Houston, whose name is Lovey Smith, fired Ron Rivera as his defensive coordinator when they were in Chicago. And now this is him going up against that. Just saying. You know what I mean?
I'm taking Washington.
Okay. I mean, I get it. I understand. That should be the suspected pick.
We've both liked Mills. Like, we talked about this going into this season. Like, he's sneaky good. Heineke is sneaky good. But just the vibe of what's happening, you know, I mean, he's pulling off the Kirk Cousin with the...
Yeah, I
he's
mean...
He's got the chain. Hey.
He's having a good time. Hey, I'm good
can,
for him,
right?
But...
And you got Riverboat Ron there. Like, I believe more in the coach and that quarterback than...
Well, and everything says that Washington should win this game. Everything says that Washington should win this
and
game.
And it's not a horrible
Houston's
spread.
Offense is literally in the high 20s in every statistical category. Their defense... Same thing. That's not good. That's not good at all.
No, everything
says that, but I'm going to take a flyer this week. I'm going to take Houston. Don't know why. Just kind of a feeling. So, because the next game... So, hold on. We got some games. There's no game Saturday. We're not there yet. I was like, wait a minute. We have Saturday games?
Not yet.
But the morning slate of games, 10 a.m. here, 1 a.m. on the East Coast... Carolina Panthers, Baker Mayfield, rolling into Baltimore, basically a 2-touchdown underdog.
13 points, though.
Listen,
that's...
with all the talent that the Browns had, Baker Mayfield never beat Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. You think he's going to do it with this group? Hell no, man. Hell no. 13 points is a lot of points, but Baltimore's coming off a bye week. So Baltimore off a bye week at home in control of the division. This is a game you have to win just because you're supposed to. Obviously, with minus 13, it's the biggest spread of the week. I don't know that I like minus 13.
Yeah, what was the last? We had 2 12.5 of, like, wasn't Buffalo, and there was another game that was, like, 10 or 12 last week. But this is one of, I think, the biggest one.
And the money's kind of fit. You know, it's 58% on Carolina, 42% on Baltimore, so it's kind of even as far as, like, what people are betting. The over under, I mean, 60% of the money's on the over, which is hilarious to me, 41.5. I mean, yeah, I guess. But I've also seen a Baker Mayfield team score less than 15 points like a bunch. So,
it's in Baltimore. And that tells me, what's the weather going to be like? Let's see this. Because the Baltimore needs to have a huge game. They absolutely need to wreck.
So you're pulling up the weather because I was like, dude,
51.
So, okay. And wind, anything?
Cloudy. Okay. So cloudy. Well, I got the sunshine and then the cloud on the side. Carolina is.
Look, their offense is again.
They've
32nd in time on the field, 32nd in number of plays, 28 in passing yards, 22nd in rushing yards. Oh, by the way, they got rid of Christian McCaffrey, right? Okay.
And Robbie.
And then let's go on to their deep. Robbie Anderson doesn't matter.
That's very true. Now
he didn't there.
He didn't want it.
Look at this. Their defense, they're 29th in total scoring. It means they give up a lot. They're 21st in passing. They give up a lot. 28th in rushing, almost dead ass last. What does Baltimore do the best? Run the ball. Time on the field. Carolina, 32. They're on the field the most. Number of plays ran against them. It's the most. Yards per play in the middle of the pack because there's just so many plays. Give me Baltimore minus 13. Give me Baltimore minus 13. It's going to be a 12-point game. This... God damn it. Excuse my language.
You don't need to excuse it on this.
Yeah,
job.
Well, that.
We have to
that
excuse
part.
It
Shout
when
out,
we
Mom.
Do it on the radio. Oh, yeah. Love you, Ma. Yeah.
Not so much the cursing, but Lord's name in vain type thing, you know. Got it. Can't be. Well, I'm not Catholic. Don't be doing that either.
Hey, I don't.
Used to could. That's for a whole nother conversation. All right, so you're taking Baltimore as well, minus 13. And I think I did take it like that, right? I did take it like that.
You know what? No, because you're going to take... the Ravens. I am going to take Carolina, and I'm going to go against the opposite. So, or go against.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like,
what my mind
minus 13 is a lot of points, bro.
Minus 13. I definitely think Baltimore's winning this game, but I do see it being a 2-touchdown game.
I did take Baltimore. Okay.
But I'm going to take Carolina just to cover it and be different from you. All right, what's next?
Well, the next game is the smoldering hot, even though they're not winning games, Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Plus 3 on the road in Atlanta. 84% of the money's on Chicago.
Really?
16% of the money's on Atlanta. Well, because they're seeing what Justin Fields is doing. Just running the ball all over the field.
178 yards.
Yeah, and, you know, waiting to see if maybe Claypool turns out. Shout out Mel talking about it yesterday. We had a big powwow, talked about it. I mean, I don't know if... Look, Atlanta's pesky, too. You know what I mean? Like, we talked about that. Like, they're in games. Their record isn't all that great, but they're in games.
Yeah, the Bears are only 1-4 on the way away, though. Like,
the Bears are terrible, and they're actively trying to not win games. When you're actively trying to not win games, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to win games.
So Atlanta's minus 3?
Atlanta's minus 3 at home. The thing with that is, and what I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, is you're not going to win games, is when you aren't installing a game plan in which allows you to try to do what you're doing, you're not trying to win. Did they install, was the running game that Justin Fields had last week and the week before, install or improvisation? It's the latter. It was because plays broke down. They're actively trying to pass the ball. Guess what? Receivers stink. Offensive line stinks. Don't have enough time.
But they're
just
they're,
trying to make a play is what's been successful. If they wanted to actually try to win games, they would game plan RPOs and just run that offense like that. But they're not, because they're trying to lose. You understand what I'm saying?
But Justin Fields isn't. That's right. Why.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's absolute. They're allowing.
Players aren't trying to lose.
They're allowing him to keep doing this, though. So they're setting it up for the play. But it's obviously not working. That's why he's running so
They're
much.
The number one running offense in the NFL and the dead last in passing. When your quarterback is responsible for both. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback's responsible for both in this case.
I'm taking Atlanta.
Yeah, so am I.
Okay, that was easy enough.
We talk about because we go over every game.
Well, we have to on this show, but like,
and I'm Chicago just saying, too, though. But Chicago too, you know, people like to hear about what they're doing. They're relevant. At least it's relevant for this week, considering what Justin Fields did last week. What he had 13 carries, 147, 2 touchdowns. I mean, you know, it's
don't
worth
get me wrong.
Talking about.
Justin Fields is the better quarterback in this game. I just think Mariota fits into that Atlanta system better. And I just think
I got Atlanta in this one, yes.
Yeah. I don't it's not that hard.
Now, this next game is a little bit of an issue when trying to figure it out because one, where is it being played? Cleveland at Buffalo. They're talking about 3 to 6 feet of snow. They're talking about moving the game potentially to Detroit. I don't know how they're gonna get there. Can't go through Canada. They're locked down. So they're gonna drive around. I thought you couldn't get out. Like, that's the whole point. And people couldn't get in. So where's this game gonna be played? Do you move it to Monday night? Let the snow clear. That would be my suggestion. And maybe I'm wrong because maybe the snow wouldn't
be
cleared by
then. So then
you're
bumping us? Which
actually, no, 2 games.
Oh, do 2?
Just 2 games. You started earlier in the day. They've done that. They did it during COVID a bunch. Remember the Baltimore Ravens played on like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? What?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe if you have to, I guess it's going to come down to it. Like, that's going to suck for a lot of the fans.
Oh, 100%. It's going to suck anyways. Hold on. So if it was covered in snow and it's 30 degrees and the wind's howling, do you think the fans want to be there anyways?
Yes.
No. Wanting to be there. No, listen, stop. Wanting to be there and then being there is two different things. Have you sat in a...
Yes. It's freaking...
No, stop.
It's the fucking...
You're from San Francisco. When the fuck have you ever sat in the snow in 30 degree weather and watched a football game for 3 hours?
I'm not
from... Have you done it? Have you sat in the snow of an NFL game when we're talking badass weather and sat there and enjoyed yourself? Really?
Okay, I'm not going to say that I've been in... Okay. Let me speak, man, trucker. So I have sat... When you go to a Niners game, before we move to Santa Clara, the winds and how cold it gets is really cold. I'm not saying that it's like minus degrees. Like we're talking like, you know, 30 or 40, what it's supposed to be, 42 during the game. But I'm also not from fucking Buffalo. And the Bills fans, like, they're used to that shit.
Stop. Let me tell you something. Guess what? Buffalo and Cleveland get the same weather. And I will tell you this, from fans, from being at games that's been like that, and from fans that are currently still going to that and talking to them, Jeremy and Akron, shout out JIA.
Stop it.
Being at the last Buffalo game where this happened was awful. Because it wasn't just wind and cold. It was wet in the snow and everything that is involved with that is not a pleasurable experience for 3 hours. It's just not.
Is Deshaun playing?
Who?
Your quarterback?
I forgot he was even... When you say Deshaun, I really legitimately think Jackson. No, he's not. He don't play till Houston game. He doesn't play till week 13.
No, he's practiced. Oh, he just started practicing this week.
Practice, not a lot of play.
That's
yet.
What it was. Okay, he's so back in the building and so practice. I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to be implemented because I thought it was 11 weeks, right?
Was, yeah, but was, they had a bye, and then when they play Houston, that's the game he comes back.
That's where, okay.
That's the game he comes back at, and I think they play Buffalo this week and Tampa Bay next week.
-8, Bills. Josh Allen's he's pissed off, and a pissed off Josh Allen.
So you're assuming they're playing. They're not playing in Buffalo. Or
I don't
they're
give
playing
a shit where they play.
Well, you might if they can't fucking throw the ball and all it is running, then that -8 is,
right.
I'm going the other way.
And Josh Allen can run. I'm not saying like, dude will hand. Okay, so you're literally going to take your Browns.
If it's in the snow, if this game gets moved to Detroit, what? No,
you,
that
you
matters.
You think Chubb's just going to like run?
Let me see here. Chubb and Hunt can run a hell of a lot better than Buffalo now, and you just think that he's going to QB sneak
Singletary
in the snow the whole time?
Damn good. Because
you know what Josh Allen needs? He needs the speed of the field to be able to run. He can't be trying to truck it up when there's all the snow on the field.
Okay.
They're not going to get first downs.
Okay.
So if it stays in Buffalo and there's snow and the weather is a major factor, I'm taking the Browns, yes.
So, no, but you have to pick because we're giving out picks. So,
but they haven't decided where the fucking game's being played. That's like, hey, I need you to pick right now if you guys are going to win the Super Bowl, but you don't know who your fucking quarterback's going to be. Okay. I can't do that.
Still picking us. Either way. I don't know. So.
Us? What are you? You're now the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, no. I mean, the Niners are going to win the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, my God.
All right. What's next?
At this point, I really don't know. Oh, a game that we really aren't going to talk. I mean. Detroit at New York Giants. Giants are -3 because they're Fugazi. Detroit stinks. Come out with a victory against a bad Chicago team at the end. 73% of the money's on the Giants. Over under 45. A lot of the money's on the over. I'm not a fan of this game at all. I keep wanting to pick against the Giants, and they keep winning. I don't know how. Don't know why.
How are they doing against the spread? Like,
here, I'll tell you.
Where are they at? Because I think
Giants are 7-2 against the spread.
Yeah, I think they've been covering most of their games. And then what about
every
the Lions?
Every game they've won, but they've the covered. Lions. Every game they didn't win, they've not. The Lions are 5-4 against the spread, so they're great. They're 50-50.
So, well, that's not 50-50, but your public math is close.
5-4 is pretty goddamn close to 5-5, which would be 50-50.
It's close, but it's not 50-50.
Yeah.
You know, I've been on the Giants. Something tells me the Lions are going to show up in this game. No, I'm taking the Giants. What are you doing? -3 to the Giants.
I don't think Detroit can win back-to-back games.
I would agree.
So, unfortunately, I'm taking the New York Giants. I just don't see them winning back-to-back games. The Giants have figured out ways to win. They obviously can run the ball well. They're maintaining time on the field. They're fifth in the NFL in that. I mean, they don't have a lot of yards for play. The passing yard stinks. Their scoring stinks, but so does Detroit's. Detroit's worse in every other statistical category. And again, I don't see a team like that winning two games in a row, especially going on the road to win those game, to win that game. I just don't see it happening. So I guess I got the Giants. It's very lackluster. That's why my voice is all down. I'm depressed talking about this game.
Although
75% of the money's on the Giants.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about. I think they're just a better all-around team. They're better coached. Maybe.
Dan Campbell's a pretty good coach.
I'm not. He's passionate. But any coach that cries in front of me, like
Dick Vermeil all the time. Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I mean, I don't.
Moving
get me wrong.
On.
Okay, but wait, real quick before we move too far. The NFC East, we might see 4 fucking teams go to the playoffs with the Commanders winning now and going 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Actual math. We might see 4 teams out of the worst division last year.
Yeah, maybe. Same thing in the AFC. The AFC East right now currently holds 4 of the 7 slots.
Gosh.
Miami, the Jets,
oh, the
Buffalo,
the Patriots.
But the
Patriots have a hard path. They have the Bills, Miami.
Yeah, they all play each other. But
Minnesota.
As it currently stands, if the playoff, like they like to say, if the playoffs start today, the top 7 teams from each division or from each conference and –
But that's a division that has been consistently putting up winners, right? I mean, it's surprising with
usually
Miami.
Usually two. Correct. Either Buffalo and the Patriots or the Patriots and the Dolphins. Back in 07, the Patriots and the Jets, but it hasn't been the Jets for a long time.
Eagles went to the Super Bowl. So Dallas hasn't won anything in what?
They haven't won a playoff game in like 20 years. I don't know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, the Giants have sucked. They won a Super Bowl with Eli, but they haven't done two. Yes, the catch, the helmet. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, it's a different division. We were not expecting this shit. I would expect this from the AFC West.
That's what everybody expected. And it ended up being the worst one. So, again, when you think that all the consensus is it's going to go one way, it tends to be the opposite. Because we thought it was going to be the AFC West. Nope, it's the AFC East. We thought it was going to be the NFC West, and it's the NFC East. Like, these are, you know what I'm saying? That it's very interesting when you look at it.
I swear to God, this year is fucking ass backwards. Everything about this.
Listen, bro, you.
What?
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm dead ass.
What sound am I going to get?
I'm dead ass cutting the music for a second. Because you know what happened, bro. Come on, you've watched it. You've watched it.
Okay.
Bro, we are in the upside down. Okay, everything is ass backwards, bro.
Oh my God.
We are in the upside down.
Yes, it is. This year, it fucking.
Well, no, we've been like for like last 4 years. Like when the show came out, I think shit just flipped.
No, I did great last year. I'm not.
I'm talking about just in the world.
Oh.
Everything is flipped.
Oh.
Everything is flipped.
Well.
Cats are barking, dogs are meowing.
Frogs are flying from the sky. X-Files are coming back.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's been ass backwards.
Yeah, but I mean, man, deal with it. Fuck it. Like,
deal
like,
with it?
It fucking sucks. But like, we're an NFL show. We don't need to get into the life.
Talking to.
Well, that's enough.
No, true enough.
I do this shit with you, and I fucking love it, but it also gets me away from everything else.
Oh, I just don't go. I don't pay attention to it anymore. Did we even, and not that we're going to get into it, but I mean, it's been like a week and a half. I don't think that Arizona even has a governor yet. Like, yeah, you have projected winners, but no, some people haven't succeeded.
I saw it on the newspaper.
Oh, so that means it's official?
I
have no idea. At any rate, but I'm just saying, like, we have nobody knows nothing.
Our pets'
heads are falling off. Speaking of pets' heads falling off,
going dumb and dumber.
This team's head's falling off. The Los Angeles Rams, ladies and gentlemen. That we're moving on to the next game. We're both taking New York. Oh, no, you took Detroit, right?
No.
You just said you thought Detroit was going to do something.
No.
Did I just catch a fly in my hand, bro?
I think you did. Let's see. No.
No. It did feel like it.
You thought you Miyagi'd? Like it.
I've done that before.
Have you ever done it with a...
No, hell no, bro. I could barely pick up my sushi with chopsticks, let alone fly.
How the fuck... I love using chopsticks.
No, I didn't say I didn't like using them. I was making a joke. I'm just not catching a fucking fly in the air.
That's a challenge.
Never going to happen. I used to do it on Karate Kid on NES, on Nintendo, when you had to do it, his little chopstick.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You remember that.
Yes.
Anybody under the age of 35 has no idea what we're talking about.
I'm taking New York.
Yeah, okay. All right, so moving on to this trash game in New Orleans. The New Orleans Saints -3.5 at home. Guess you're sticking with Andy Dalton. Matt Stafford's back from the concussion protocol. Cooper Kupp's out. Their offense stinks without him. He's their only offense. I'm saying this out loud because I think I took the Rams, and I'm going against
so
that
far,
and taking New Orleans. Whew, -3.5. I think I'm taking New Orleans. You know what? I am taking New Orleans. They come off getting beat 20-10 by the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Rams are not – they have no offense. Cooper Kupp was their only offense, and he's not going to play.
I'm going to agree with you.
So to me, it's like all the past stats of the year for them. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't,
because Kupp's not playing.
Because literally, he's been their offense. They're not running it. Their play calling sucks, and nobody else has shown up. So you know, somebody else might like really show up this week, maybe for the Rams. But because it's in New Orleans, I'm taking New Orleans.
I'm looking at my picks, dog. I think I did take the Lions. I mean, I'm going to change it, but I'm looking at it going, oh, I took the Lions.
So you're changing it now?
No, I already said on the air for you on this, ladies and gentlemen, YouTube, live. What?
Receipts.
I picked the Giants. But in the thing, it said Detroit. So I went and moved it. That's all I'm saying. And I already had the Saints. Good thing.
You do this shit every week.
Yeah, it's called being fluid with your picks, bro. Yeah, we make picks on fucking Thursday. People can go on and look at this and see the changes if you'd like. I'm just saying.
Okay.
How does it fuck with your math? You don't even write the shit down anymore.
We have fucking receipts. Yeah, exactly. We're doing it through an app. Make a pick and then you change it. You can't do that shit. If you pick something, it's fucking live.
I'll tell you this. If we pick this on Saturdays, sure. But it's fucking Thursday, bro. Yeah. It's Thursday.
We have things a football game on Thursday.
Yeah, and that one I'm locked in. Not changing that one. You have the same opportunity to change it. So if you lose because you didn't change your picks because you're trying to stay holier to the show, that's on you. I'm saying current to the... I'm trying to win, bro. Hey. I'm saying current to the... If you're keeping down a little ledger and you wanted to keep track of all the ones I changed, fine.
I'm staying...
But you're not doing
I'm
that.
Staying holy for Kim.
Yeah.
Love you. Love your mom.
All right, so with this, I'm taking New Orleans. I don't even have a reason why.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not betting this game, so it really doesn't matter to me, but... I'm taking New Orleans from the mere fact that they lost last week.
The voodoo's going to be good. For
Rams look bad.
Yeah, it'll work. Okay.
All right. So this game here, this is a good one because it's an AFC East, the New York football, New Jersey Jets on the road in New England. New England coming off a bye. You gave Bill Belichick 2 weeks prepare for Zach Wilson. In division game, I know the Jets have been playing better, but the Jets have about 3 games that they had no business winning that were, you know, literally bouncing the ball here. Unluckiness of Brown's curse there.
The Jets
bang, bada bang, everywhere, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying?
4-0 on the road.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And so you're taking the Jets. I mean. I'm going to trust Bill Belichick with 2 weeks.
I haven't experienced enough of it, but I have not been a fan of New York teams forever.
Nobody is unless you're from there.
I'm taking the Jets.
Wow.
Gosh, that like it.
I mean, you're picking Bob Sala and Zach Wilson over Bill Belichick. That's all you did. With 2 weeks coming off a bye week at home.
I don't like it, but it's
that's what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah. I'm whatever.
I'm gonna stick with King Bill on this one.
What's next?
So Philadelphia Eagles coming off of an embarrassing Monday night football loss at home to the division rival, Washington Commanders. I won't even smear the name with the Commodores. They got a victory.
But they have so much going on in that building too. Like you have to think about it. Like there's so
they're
much.
On the road at Indy.
And I almost think it was good that the Eagles lost. I know a lot of people say that that's stupid. It takes the pressure off. You no longer.
Oh yeah, and now they're mad. Now they're pissed because of the way that they lost.
Yep. So what do we got? So the Eagles are.
I think it's -7. Eagles are -7 on the road. I think they can win by more than a touchdown against the Colts. Now, the Colts are going to run. Like hell, but Philly's got a really good defense. They got a really good offense. The only reason that people would even question this is because you saw them lose on Monday.
Well, the Colts game is sold out because Jeff Saturday obviously got the win for them, changed the team, simplified it, got a win. They're at home.
They're still not a good football team.
I think they are, though. They weren't well coached. I'm taking the Colts. I think Philly will win this game probably by a field goal or like 6 points. But the -7, I'm taking the Colts. You taking Philly?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the team that was the best team in football until basically Monday when they lost in a wild way.
I absolutely think they're going to win.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but I think
Vegas
that Philly
knows.
I think yeah, and so they're probably only going to win by
how much money? What is
66% of the money's on Philly?
Yeah. Oh, that's not
it's
even.
It's not a lot.
No,
because of the 7 points is a lot, but it's a touchdown. Is Philly is here's it's just simple.
But yeah, if it's a touchdown,
are the Philadelphia Eagles a touchdown better team than Indianapolis? And the answer is
absolutely.
Yes.
Will it happen after the resurgence of the Colts and the excitement and the fan base?
I think it's going to be let down for Indy at home.
I think it will be too, but I also think they're going to cover.
All right. Well, I took Philly. All right. So we got one more morning game left. Speaking of the team, the Washington Commanders on the road at Houston. I don't believe we covered this one. Them coming off that victory like they did, I don't think they're wrong. Did we cover this team? We already covered this game, did we?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we did.
Yeah, we already did.
All right, cool. All right, moving on.
Raiders, Broncos.
In Denver, I mean, apparently the news today is that Mr. Mile High Unlimited is using audible calls
from Seattle.
Seattle, and nobody knows what the hell's going on, so players don't know the calls. That's not a good look. Their offense stinks.
What is going on with so many of these people? We have Yeezy, Kanye going crazy.
Look, there's a lot.
There's so many of these
celebrities. There's a lot of things I can go into, but we won't.
Why the fuck not?
No. Because this isn't that show. You just told me 20 minutes ago.
So we're a football show. So, but why is he going crazy?
He's going crazy. I think it's just so much muscle memory of playing there for 8 years, knowing all the calls. It's not like he's been doing it all year. Simply brought it up for this game.
He talks so much. Like, God, I sound like you. Like, I think he's a great player, but like something's off. We're seeing definitely a different Russell Wilson, and I don't know if he's promoting himself so much because he knows that he's not as good as he used to be, and he's trying to get.
There's no way that man thinks like that. That he's not good enough anymore, so he's trying to cover it up. There is no way. He's got that Russell Westbrook syndrome. I will be great forever.
Christ-like.
Ooh, that's a little deep, but yeah.
But
he's very religious.
I'm just saying, the way he talks.
Yes, you are right about that, sir.
Let's ride.
Look, I'm looking at look, the Raiders offense.
The Raiders
stinks.
Fucking suck, and I've been taking the Raiders all fucking year.
So this comes down to who do I trust least? I trust the Denver Broncos least. I don't trust Josh McDaniels at all, but Nathaniel Hackett has not done a good job in Denver. Denver has no Jerry Jeudy. Running game is eh. Their defense is good, and it's at home. Raiders have Devontae White, Foster Monroe, who caught a touchdown, who dropped a touchdown to win the game last week. Let's not forget that. They basically had an opportunity to have won that game last week, and the dude dropped the touchdown with like a minute 10 or 30, something like that left. So I'm going to give the Raiders one more ride. Derek Carr cried in his press conference. Give me the passion. That's genuine. Not that manufactured passion that we get from the other quarterback on the other side.
This is killing me because Raiders are 0-5 on the road. They're 2-7, right?
So 3-6 against the spread.
I've picked them almost every week.
But they should be 3-6, and Denver should be 3-6 like they are.
Russell Wilson has that extra.
Had. Okay.
Shit. I'm changing. I fucking love you, Don.
Shout out, Bowers.
I'm taking the Raiders again, and I know you're going to hate this pick, but either way, I'm doing it. Okay. I'm changing it. I'm taking the Raiders.
All right. AFC North, Cincinnati Bengals on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers team that just got a home victory against the Saints. The Steelers are a +4 home dog. It's 55% of the money's on the Bengals. It's kind of a pick 'em game when it comes to that, as far as where the money's at. I'll take the Bengals -4 coming off a bye week against a Pittsburgh team, regardless if they won last week, is not a very good team.
And Pickett's starting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and versus Burrow?
Yeah, and just give me Cincinnati. And remember, Pittsburgh won.
And Jamar Chase?
Didn't Pittsburgh win? No. Yeah, Pittsburgh won. Week 1 against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
We went to overtime. Everybody missed field goals. But Cincinnati's better than that now. I mean, they're 5-4. I don't want them to win. Honestly, I'd like to see the Steelers win because it makes the Bengals 5-5 and the Steelers would be 4-6 and it just muddies up the water. That's what I'd like to see happen. But, dog, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I'm taking the Bengals -4.
Touchdown ahead.
I'm taking the Bengals -4. I got no issues with that whatsoever just because Cincinnati, they're a better team. Bar none, better team. Give me Bengals. Oh, I hate saying that.
Unfortunately for producer Aaron.
No, I think they understand where they're at. Shout out John. Shout out Donnie D from the Berg. What? They all know where their team is. They're not.
So the fact that I'm so
they're not like Cowboys fans where they're like they think that they're the best every year. When they stink, they know they stink.
It's just so rare
that it happens for the Steelers to have to go through this. There's probably been a generation or two that never dealt with that.
They've had the same coach for what, 18 years. So like
and the same quarterback. till this season.
So the reason, like, I'm so confident in the Bengals, but that fucking makes me want to change. Like, this is, I hate this week.
Oh, yeah, this week stinks because the next game is probably the hardest game to pick.
I'm going to just stay with the Bengals because I already picked it, but I don't like it. Whatever. Okay, what's next?
Well, this is the game that I don't like. This is probably the game of the week. Dallas on the road at Minnesota. Minnesota is a 1.5 point home dog. Dallas being beat by Green Bay, going on the road to Minnesota, who just beat Buffalo and is now tied for the best record in football, is a home dog.
I don't even want to fucking talk about this game because this is so, like, it
73% of the money's on Minnesota. This is such a trap game.
It's Minnesota.
But I'm taking Minnesota. I already took them.
It's Minnesota. Like, you can't. Dallas is not put together right now. They're not playing, and Dak is the issue. If you haven't noticed that, that is a fact. Look at what they did when Dak was out. They played a simpler game. They won.
I like everything about what Minnesota's doing right now. Defensively, yeah, they're bend, not break. They make the plays when they absolutely have to. Cousins playing real deal football.
Yeah,
he's like, got an offensive-minded coach that knows how to fix the game as they go through it.
Justin Jefferson making catches.
Now, they're literally 500 because they're 4-4-1 against the spread. Dallas is 6-3 against the spread because Dallas is 6-3. So literally, when they've won, they've covered. When they haven't won, they haven't covered.
You know that's not
always the case, but
okay.
I bet if you, what do you mean, 6-3 against the spread and the record 6-3?
No, 4-4-1.
Minnesota says they're 4-4-1.
It's not 50%.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Isn't that that's because you're adding games, so you're
4-4-1. Isn't even. If you go 8-8-1, is your win loss record 500? I'm genuinely asking.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Don't worry. Okay. Don't worry.
All right, I'm just making sure. While you're doing that, now Minnesota coming off that game is very emotional, obviously, but I think this team knows they have an absolute chance at making a deep run of the playoffs and potentially a Super Bowl run because the NFC is wide open. You know, look at what Dallas's defense does. That's great. They didn't look good last week against a team that has been playing really bad on a 5-game skid in the Green Bay Packers. What? What'd you find?
Who are you saying it's 4-4-1?
Against the spread, bro. Against the spread. The Minnesota Vikings are 4-4-1 against the spread.
So it's...
You don't understand that?
It's
math?
Public math. Fine. We can move on because we...
That's hilarious.
I don't claim to... That doesn't make sense, though, because you're counting in the game. So you're counting in 9 games. So how is that?
Because it's 4.5 and 4.5, bro.
So you're just saying that
that tie is a half and a half.
So it just throws it out?
No. No.
Okay. That doesn't sound right to me. you can do all you want. Okay, so.
So what are you doing with this game?
Minnesota.
I like that it's the afternoon. There's only, what, 2 afternoon games?
Yeah. I don't like this. I hate that there's only. No, we have 3. The Raiders, Broncos, Cowboys, Vikings, Bengals, Steelers.
And right, that's it. Because the only other game is there. Well, there's the Sunday night and the Monday night.
Sunday night,
right?
Monday night. So, yeah, like, but I know it's because with the buys and the travel and the way that, you know, they schedule, it's I do love having games hell early in the morning. Like last week, the Munich game with Seattle. That was awesome, waking up at 7:30 just to football.
Yeah, no, I liked it. The same thing when they're in London. It's nice to have the early game. I remember there was a preseason game a long, long, long time ago in Japan. And it was, I remember it was the Washington back then, Redskins, I can say it. But they wore the helmet that had the arrow on it. And
oh,
it
like
was, and it was,
kind of looking.
And it was Danny Werfel. I'm not joking, was the quarterback. And it was a preseason game. And Steve Spurrier was the coach. Because I got up at like 3 a.m. to watch it live.
That's funny.
On ESPN.
Yeah.
Streaming it through my Xbox. OG Xbox. Green and black Xbox.
We're looking
back.
We're looking at, Jesus. The NFL is looking at France. And where was, there was another, I can't remember. Was it Greece?
What Greece?
There was another like,
No.
It was somewhere over there. I can't remember where the heck it was that they were talking about. But anyways, we're also going to have a game in Mexico City. But we can get to that after this next
game. So this Sunday night game, which when they scheduled originally, they're like, oh, it's going to be great, which because it makes sense. Kansas City on the road, LA Chargers, Sunday Night Football in November.
Still
but obviously
weird.
Didn't know that the Chargers were going to have so many injuries. This game is not. Granted,
minus six.
Yeah, Chargers are a 6-point home dog. 70% of the money's on KC. Over under 51, everybody's playing the under. Because they don't expect this game to be like historically
I don't think it's
going to
be. It's not going to be a shootout like it is because
the Chargers can't shoot out with them. They don't have the horses right now.
But the minus six makes me comfortable.
I'm taking Kansas City.
Yep.
Minus six. There's
not much to talk about with this. Like
right, they're doing everything right on offense other than a Patrick Mahomes not playing in the game situation for whatever reason. Not that that's happening, but if that's like the only, that's the only way. Like, I think it's food poisoning.
Just throwing out a random.
I'm just saying
narrative.
That's the only way that it's going to make a difference. I think if he's on the field, they're going to win. They're going to win this game easily.
And
he'll still
have a Jordan flu game.
The Sunday night game is not going to be much of a game. Now me saying that's going to be a 41-42 shootout. I'm taking Kansas City minus six.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes does what Mahomes does at the end of every game, even if they're down. So, like, I don't think it's coming down to a field goal. I think it will be a touchdown. So, I believe more so. Seven at least.
Yeah, I think they can beat them by 20.
I agree. Okay.
Because right. Kansas City Chiefs defense has played very well. Well, you know what I'm saying. Opportunistic, to say the least. All right, your Monday game, which, whatever. But we have to cover it because it is the local game as well. I'm just messing.
So it's
going to
be in Mexico?
Yep, Mexico
right?
City. The Cardinals are the home team.
Higher altitude, actually, than
yes,
Denver.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
A lot of people don't know that.
There'll be 100,000 people there.
It's going to be a bigger stadium.
Cardinals.
There's going to be more Cardinals fans there. Closer.
I love that you think that a lot of people from here are traveling to this game.
No, I'm just saying that there's a lot of people that, like, when I go down to Mexico, there's a lot of Cardinals fans. So I would assume.
And I can't speak on that. I have no experience because I don't go to Mexico and won't go to Mexico. So I'll take the experience from this guy.
Niners fans.
I just feel like there's a lot of Mexican Niners fans.
I know
a lot of Raiders fans too, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I hope so. We'll see. There's more Niners, but it's just going to be a sea
of red.
Of red for both. Like, that's kind of.
It's going to be interesting. I don't like that the Cardinals gave up their home game for this, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm sure the season ticket holders are too happy. Plus eight on a neutral site. And if you're watching, I'm doing air quotes. Plus eight. Bro, plus eight's a lot of points. But your Niners are clear and ahead. Better than what the Cardinals are right now. Now, the question is...
Did Murray do tape this week?
It doesn't matter, because is he playing?
Just,
no, but here's the thing. Is he playing or not? Because last year, you guys were 0-2 against the Cardinals. One of those games, Colt McCoy started. If Colt McCoy starts, do I give the Cardinals more of a chance in this game?
He's still questionable, so... He's going
to
play.
I don't know that it matters to me one way or the other. I'm going to take the Niners just because they're a better team right now. The minus eight, because you guys just have so much offensively.
And we had so many people come back in our defense. Like, I know.
And 55% of the money's on the Cardinals, so it's not like it's a heavy pull. I think that minus eight's kind of a... It's kind of a gotcha, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, because minus eight, bro, they can win 21-14 and still not cover.
Do you see this? You save your picks. And then they're saved.
Yeah, and you can go in and press a button, though.
I don't want to fucking...
But
no, I just made my...
But just press a button. See,
yeah,
see what
I know
happens.
I can change it.
Just press the card.
No,
press it.
No,
I'm
not touching that one. I'll touch this one.
There you go. See?
Yeah, no,
then
I got
save it. Again.
Yeah, I can save it again.
So there you go.
I understand how the fucking thing works.
Well,
I
mean...
I'm just saying that...
Obviously, you don't if you're upset that I'm using it the way it's intended to work. No. I don't understand.
The way it works is we do a show to make our picks.
Look. You want to do that right? You want to do it actually right? Then Thursday, we do a show and we only cover the Thursday game. We go into deep detail, and we cover that one game, and then we do another show on Saturday and make our picks. We could do that if you'd prefer to be a little bit more clear, because I would be much more preferred making my picks for the game closer to the weekend than now. Dude, Kyler Murray may or may not play.
Okay, so how
about
we do this?
There might be 6 feet of fucking snow in Buffalo. Okay. We don't know yet. Or they're going to play in Buffalo.
If you change your picks, you need to text me so then I can send those out. So then we update it on social media so that we put that stuff out so that we're adjusting.
All right, I'll send it to you. If I remember on Sunday morning, 5 minutes before the game.
Yeah, well, that'll never fucking happen. Because
I know that you know that's when that happens. I wake up and I'm like, or I'm up super early on Sunday mornings anyways. So I'm driving around and I'm listening to the, you know, NFL radio and I'm listening to all the other shows and just listening to different stats and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that was a good one. Ooh, that could make a difference there. Hmm, I've heard this on three different stations with three different things leading me in this sort of direction, and it happens.
See, this is you.
It's called research, bro. You can get up early and do some.
This is why you're in the upside down, because you get caught up in all that shit.
I don't do it all the time.
Bullshit. You get caught up in conspiracy theories like nobody's business.
Conspiracy theories are, I don't like that term, to be honest, because it's not a conspiracy theory. A lot of them are conspiracy facts. We're not going to get into this. Anyways, you're out there. Anyways, you bet your ass. And they're suppressing it. Game starts at 6:15 here, 5:15 in Cali for all of those people that are going to be watching this game.
Shout out, family.
Your East Coast people, 8:15. We'll be on the radio show with, if it starts then, what, into the second quarter? We'll get in there. So Rooks might be a little quiet or may not make any fucking sense because he's going to be halfway paying attention to the show and halfway paying attention to the game, as one should, because that is his team. And it happens to be the Cardinals.
So can I tell you a story? Sorry.
Sure, you can finish. No, I got nothing to finish.
So this last week, my wife bought me a white Kittle jersey last year, the 75th anniversary. White with the jersey with the red and it's got the shadow box on behind it. Every time I've worn that jersey, we've lost.
Which one did I get you?
Is that the one you got me?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. I fucking, oh, she got me the other one.
I'm listening to you say that. I'm like,
oh, fuck. That's the one you got me.
I'm pretty sure I got you that.
Shit. So, but, hey, shout out. So that's fucking why. Jesus Christ. That makes so much more fucking sense. Okay, so now I took it off at halftime.
Okay.
We ended up winning last week.
Okay, so you're going to try it again?
No. Or actually, maybe that's if really I'm around funny. You, but like, oh shit.
Hey, frame it then. Oh my God. Frame it and I'll let you put it up.
If I can find him and get frame it signed, it. Then
hey, no, you don't even have to do that. Hey, frame it. Here's what we'll do. I'll hang it above. We can lower the helmet or raise the helmet over there and put it underneath it. Okay.
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 No, you don't it's too wear sick it, of a jersey. I love
but
it.
If you're going to wear it and they lose every time, I'm just saying.
But I got to wear
it. I want to put that juju behind glass. That bad juju. Juju wanna be. The Juju Bees, right? I mean, whatever you want to call it.
Maybe.
That's up to you. Put it on this week.
Okay.
Wear it to the studio.
I'll wear it to the show because yeah, you bought it for me. So then it's in front
wear
of you.
Wear it to the studio.
We'll do it. That's fine. I'm going to do it again. We'll try it one more time. I might end up walking out of the studio in just a wife beater. But that
and
is,
a what? An A tank top, bro. Know your era where you live.
I know
we're in 2022, bro. It hasn't been. It hasn't been okay to say that term since 1999, homie. How am I the more progressive one? This is wild.
I am allowed to say that I have a wife beater on. That is how you. Everybody knows this. Like, this is not crazy. I'm not. I identify as a person that wears a wife beater. I don't know what else. Like, I've been wearing them since I was like 12. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, that's what I've always called them. I know it goes back to.
Yeah, guess what? We used to play a football game when we were kids in middle school where everybody jumped on each other. What did you call that? Can't say it here. Not anymore. It wasn't right then. Sure, shit ain't right now. Okay. So sometimes you have to change what you say, bro.
I'm not.
There's so many with that. And we can go down but we won't.
I'm stubborn.
So Monday night, tune into KDUS 1060 AM Phoenix. Either through the radio station, you can ask Sirius, what? Alexa, what? Like I always say, but here's the, you can ask Google if you're a psychopath. It will pull it up and find it for you. You can check it out on KDUS1060.com if you want to listen to it live. If you don't listen to it live, but you want to check it out, you can check it out on Tuesdays on Spotify, on iTunes, and all that good stuff. Usually by Tuesday at noon. Usually it's up by then.
We also have, so check out when we do the Suns games.
And then the Suns game, I think, is next.
Who do you got
Tuesday
next?
Tuesday or Wednesday? It's Lakers.
Yeah.
It's Lakers. I think it's Tuesday. Tuesday, yeah, LA Lakers. Check
which
out.
Which means it's going to be 8 o'clock game.
James out west.
You'll get home at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
_ AZ on Twitter. What else we got?
Our website, jamesoutwest.com.
Oh, Asia gets reloaded up there. Oh, yeah, the good stuff.
Yeah, that way because that's when we live post. So that's where all the good stuff. It's fun because we get to show pictures. We get to show, you know, exactly what we're feeling. When he writes, it's a little bit different than the way I write. And it's just our perspective of this.
In the moment. In the moment. And the difference with that, too, is that it's in the moment and we're not revising it. We're not going at the end of the day. Because a lot of writers do that, and that's their job. That's what they do full time is they take their notes. And Patrick was telling me this too, and I was like, yeah, I watched all these guys do that. They take their notes, and then they go back to the media room after the press conference, and sit down, and there's like eight of them in there that are usually typing up their thing to turn it in for whatever radio station they work for or whatever website they work for or whatever it might be. And then they leave from there. So those guys and gals aren't leaving sometimes. They're not leaving the arena till midnight. Like, that's wild to me. Like, that's why I like doing it in the moment.
I didn't
leave
till midnight last night.
That's crazy.
I got home at 12:30.
That's crazy. I'm usually home. I'm usually home by 11.
But that was a 7 o'clock game.
The 8 o'clock game will be different. So but I think I've been to an 8 o'clock game.
But it's fun when you're writing and doing that and just being able to speak your mind. Like, just how I would talk. I'm just writing. And then I get text from my wife. You need a exclamation point.
You need to change that apostrophe.
You need
guess
a
what?
Comma.
Yeah, Patrick does it too. You want to fix that?
But hey, I love it. It is
awesome.
I would rather be corrected from a loved one than to look like an idiot in front of a stranger.
I mean, I look like an idiot in front of a stranger all the time, so it doesn't really matter.
I don't really.
But
yeah,
I get what you're saying.
But in that, for
in that arena, literally, yeah, we want to be able to keep as professional and as cool as possible.
So we have like 3 or 4 different picks this week. So there's definitely going to be a difference in wins.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, you're like 6 or 7 behind me on the year. I'm at 70, you're at 64, so 6. That's real math.
I'm in last place, dude.
No. It is what it is. Don't worry about it, bro. 70,
64. But the first place,
Jacob Hammond, shout out, Jacob.
Has 76, so there's still a chance. Like,
You're 2 good weeks away.
Yeah.
And I'm one good
week. If he stops
away.
Pulling off these 10 fucking win weeks.
Bro, you know how he's doing that? Because he's just going, nope, that's not going to happen. Like it just makes sense. You know he took Washington.
You mean he's being smart?
Yeah, he's just like, nah. Everybody thinks he's going to. But that's the point is he's doing you think everybody's going to win that one. He goes the opposite, and it's working out. It does seem like
that's
what
this year is, and it's really, really hard on certain games. Like Cincinnati, you don't want to go against them, but you got to deal with it. So it is what it is. All right.
So I think that's it, dude. We'll be in the studio on Monday. I think there's a Suns game Sunday, but neither of us are going to that because of football.
Yeah.
I think I go Tuesday, and then we got Thanksgiving. There's a game on Black Friday, the 26th. There's a game on Saturday, so I don't know if you want to cover either of those games. You want to look at it. I think one of them is Utah, and one of them is not Utah. I don't know who it is. But, yeah, it's a Friday-Saturday game.
Probably. Okay. But we'll see. You know, we always have for the next, 3 months of my life, I have
every weekend
baseball and soccer.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Right on, bro. Check out james.west.com.
I wish you the best of luck
YouTube.
This week.
Why, what's this week?
In your picks.
No, you don't.
If I say it.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. Shut up. Which is hilarious, dude. I went to go tell Patrick real quick because this is kind of funny on the radio. Live on the radio. I went to go tell Patrick to shut your mouth. I was like, in my head, I was going to tell him, shut your mouth.
Oh, when we were in it.
But I didn't. I said, shut up. His eyes even looked like, Jesus. I was like, I didn't mean to say it like that on live radio. I meant to say, shut your mouth, but that's not what came out.
Sometimes because
it was 4 cups of coffee, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that was
Winter fun. James gets a little hyped up on the caffeine because he doesn't drink it year round. That's right. I'm going third person right now.
I don't understand how you don't drink black coffee all
the time. Because I typically don't look for the energy of it, and I'm not I don't get up in the morning. It's not part of my routine. My routine is water.
And then
ice cold beer, right? And then that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And maybe some milk every once in a while. But like I don't drink anything. So I just don't do it. So I'm not used to it. What are you looking at?
All the whiskey bottles and
but that's all for like when people are here.
Oh, okay.
I don't drink it.
Oh, okay.
That often. Bro, that bottle's been sitting the same way with the same amount in it. Since the last time it was drank, which
one
obviously
of the
makes 10? A lot of sense. Bro, that's just what's in here. This is more for like...
This is what I'm saying.
For the studio.
We have a full friggin' Jack Daniels bottle right here.
Well, that's for... I don't think my dad's watching, but that is for his birthday. He turned 60 on Saturday coming.
Happy birthday, Pops.
No, this is more for like the studio looking. If anybody was here, if we had guests, eventually at one point or another, we will. And they wanted a drink, we have it. I have all the real good, all the good whiskey, right? Good bourbon, right? It's all in the house. Look, we got into it. It's nice to have for people when they come over. I probably don't need 27 bottles.
There's so many stories I want to say right now,
but there's no need.
No.
Save those for the summer when there's nothing to talk about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking us out, tuning in. Check out james.west.com. Read up on Rooks' account of the game, of his favorite team getting beat at home. Kind of nice.
That was hard to read.
All of the socials, iTunes, one love. All that stuff. We're good to go. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Love thy neighbor. Be a little bit patient. Peace.